And it's time to talk sport now. Warwick Hadfield is away on a short holiday. So Andre Leslie joins us, I'm happy to say. Andre, welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Andre, round one of the NRL took place on the weekend and the verdicts from the judiciary are in already. What's the news?
Yeah, okay. So we do have a couple of player bans, but I will just say before we get to that, that one thing was missing this last weekend, and that was penalties. That were 25% down on the opening round from last year. The referee coordinator, Graham Annesley, who's spoken in his Monday press briefing. This is going to become a regular thing, so we have to get ready for this. It's all about making the NRL decisions on the field a little bit more understandable, because it's water cooler talk always on a Monday. Did you see that terrible penalty in?
Yeah.
So he's saying, look, there are a few decisions that weren't clear cut from the weekend, but someone has to make the decision. And it's going to be an interesting line to see how he balances the criticism with the decisions.
So the fact that penalties are 25% down, do you think that's an agreed thing, that the refs will impose less penalties?
I think
he's flowing, or
he's admitted that it's not a deliberate thing. I think he's keen to say that so that clubs don't push the boundaries straight away. Another stat that he brought out yesterday, that the decisions from the all-important bunker were also a little bit quicker too, 5 seconds quicker. So it's all about making the game a little bit more transparent. With regards to bans, I should say, Matthew Lodge will miss 2 games for his late tackle on Storm's Cameron Munster. That was in the first minute of the first match. Manly's Adam Fanua Blake will also get 1 game ban for dangerous contact twice against 2 players from the West Tigers. So some verdicts in and new transparency with Graham Annesley's weekly presser.
Okay, great. In cricket, one of our former stars is doing pretty well overseas.
Yeah, I always like to celebrate Shane Watson, because he was much maligned during his time for Australia. And just a reminder to everyone out there, he's 37, still fighting fit and absolutely smashing runs all over the place for fun. He's just become the player of the Pakistan Super League Edition 4. That's just concluded yesterday. He scored 430 runs in the tournament at a strike rate of 143.
Right, okay. And in tennis, Roger Federer, superstar if ever there was one, has missed out at the tournament at Indian Wells.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Roger Federer, his backhand broke down in this game against Dominic Thiem. His backhand is arguably the best thing in sport, and he went down in 3 sets. There was also a surprise as well on the women's final. Bianca Andreescu of Canada defeated Germany's Angelique Kerber in 3 sets. So a bit of a surprise there too. That was her first title for the 18-year-old, and she did it despite some injury worries. The youngest woman to win at Indian Wells since 17-year-old Serena Williams in 1999. The tennis tour now moves on to the Miami Open, and plenty of Aussies involved. I'll keep you up to date this week.
In AFL, the first round starts on Thursday. Hooray, and the Fremantle Dockers are going to be missing a big name.
Yeah, this is disappointing news for Dockers fans. Jesse Hogan will not be playing in round one versus North Melbourne at Perth Stadium. The club says his clinical anxiety can lead him to making poor decisions around alcohol consumption, and he's therefore going to be sitting out indefinitely. This is specifically due to a drinking episode on Saturday night before training on Sunday morning, where things obviously went wrong for the new signing. Of course, he's a big name for the club. He's played 71 games for the Demons, scored countless goals for the D's. So, yeah, a bit sad there for Dockers fans and for the player involved himself.
Yeah.
Lance Franklin also, I should say, is a chance to play versus the Western Bulldogs on Saturday. So that's something that may cheer Sydney Swans fans. An off-season groin surgery seems to be on the right track, and John Longmire says he's extremely keen, buddy, to play. So
are we. Go, buddy. In cricket, the Aussie men's team are between tours at the moment. What are they up to?
Yeah, well, we talked about Shane Watson last hour, but this is the Australian one-day side in Dubai. They're doing fitness tests on their days off. That's the life of a modern cricketer, I suppose. That's a day off. But they did have some important visitors in town. David Warner and Steve Smith stopped by to rejoin the team and talk about team culture.
So are they back in the team now with the team, with the squad?
They're not yet. The 12-month ban still has a little while to play
May,
out.
May, is it?
No, they will be coming. Well, they're going to be playing in the IPL over the next couple of weeks, and then they'll be available to play from April. But Australia stops playing then and has some time off finally. So it's really just about getting them back into the fold. Justin Langer said it was like two brothers coming home. So it's all feel good there for the Aussies ahead of the 5 one-day series matches, which start on Friday against Pakistan in the Emirates.
Okay, just very briefly, Andre, in golf, Rory McIlroy has won the richest tournament in the sport.
Yeah, he's won $2.25 million, Fran. That's the unofficial fifth major for the golfers. Jason Day did well, tied for eighth, coming back from injury. Adam Scott finished in 12th over there at the Players' Championship. But, yeah, great payday for Rory McIlroy, and he seems to be favourite now ahead of the Masters.
All right, Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.